Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network at Trade Talk here in Kansas City. We are talking with Kara Lee. Kara, first of all, tell me your position here with Angus.
So I'm the Director of Producer Engagement for Certified Angus Beef. I have the opportunity to work with producers from a seed stock and commercial level all the way down to feed yards and some of our consumer interfacing programs as well as we talk about beef production.
So let's dive into those. What are some of those programs and what are some of the things that you guys are excited to share with producers and share with consumers?
Yeah, so one of the newest advents that we have started at Certified Angus Beef is our Raise With Respect campaign, which is a partnership between Certified Angus Beef and Sysco. As a brand, as we have talked about sustainability with our partners for many years now, we know that word means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. You can poll 100 folks and get at least 99 different answers. But when we look at the ultimate consumer and when Sysco evaluates their ultimate customer, we see that cattle care is one of the top priorities they affiliate with sustainability. So Sysco actually approached us as a brand and said, we want to partner with Certified Angus Beef to make an investment in the farmers and ranchers who are behind the Certified Angus Beef brand to create a heightened awareness around beef quality assurance training. And while beef quality assurance, or BQA, is not new to the beef production segment whatsoever, we do continue to see very current data that shows a significantly heightened level of confidence that the consumer has in the safety and quality of their beef when they know that producers are taking the time to become BQA certified. So consumers continue to have that heightened level of confidence around BQA. We realized that we needed to be able to come alongside that program with a very robust programming that allows producers to continue those certifications. So at Certified Angus Beef, we have the unique perspective of sitting in that middle seat where on one side we hear the producer's frustration of saying, I just want the consumer to trust me. I want them to know that I do right by my cattle, I do right by my land, I do right by my people. And on the other side, we hear the perspective of the consumer's frustration saying, I just want to feel good about the beef that I buy. I want to know the rancher's doing right by the cattle, right by the people, and right by the land. We know that a beef quality assurance certificate allows us to bridge that gap and allow that producer to get more credit for the work they're already doing on the farmer ranch every single day.
There's people on social media and things like that that are really doing a lot to tell their story and whatnot, but not everybody's cut out for that. So a program like this really helps people, you know, be a part of that without having to edit video or anything like that or have a Facebook account necessarily.
You're exactly right, Whitney. And honestly, that's the point of all of this. You know, the individual one-on-one social media advocacy, if you will, is fantastic. And we absolutely support that. And the reality is, not everyone, like you said, is cut out for that. And we don't have the opportunity. It's just not realistic to take every single consumer out to the farmer ranch. We're not going to back down on the educational programs we're already doing, but this is a way for us to communicate that in mass.
All right. Any other programs that you want to touch on here before we let you go?
So earlier this year, Certified Angus Beef launched our Ranch to Table line extension, which is ultimately designed for members of the American Angus Association who are taking a very hands-on active role in direct-to-consumer beef merchandising, access to our branding at Certified Angus Beef. And while we know that consumers have a heightened interest in knowing where their food comes from, this was actually a program that was not founded out of consumer demand, but rather out of producer demand. We are seeing, like I said, more of those members take on that active role. Folks who have been very focused on quality beef from a genetics perspective, from a management perspective, who have the carcass data to back up their quality, they just wanted to be able to access our branding when it was appropriate for them.
All right. Anything else to add?
So if we have producers who are interested in that Ranch to Table program, I would encourage them to visit cabcattle.com. Click on that tab under Get Involved to learn about the Ranch to Table program. We are still requiring that those cattle be evaluated by an approved form of federal grading. And so you can look through the entire application there and learn more about the kind of questions we would ask of potential partners.
All right. Well, thank you so much.